Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Toluga.
Let's get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew investigated the ruins of Brackenridge Post, which had been ravaged by the Barstock's choking vines. After removing the bodies of the slaughtered villagers from the grasping kudzu, the gang lit a funeral pyre before taking refuge in the ruins for their long rest. On first watch, Theo was drawn to an abandoned farmhouse at the edge of town, devoid of plant life. As he approached, he was racked with the realization that this was his childhood home, and the last place he saw his parents before Urshan and the Stormcallers came for them. There, under the full moon, Theo was finally confronted by the Man in Black, Aeona's forgotten god of death. The moonlit king came to Theo with the missing pieces of his past, and an offer to take up his mantle to help defeat the Prince of the Red Wastes. A bargain was struck, and with this path now laid before him, Theo knows he must recover the Man in Black's stolen blade if he is to stand any chance against his uncle's strife, pestilence, and war. Returning to their makeshift camp, Theo caught some sleep while Glebnor and Reggie shared accidental secrets. The gang also gained a new member as Toluga used the magic of Ivy's staff to awaken Luga, granting him sentience, who got right to work helping Toluga work on rocket science. As the boys awoke and tested out their new bottle rocket, they've been interrupted from their explosive celebrations by a charging briar monster. All right, boys, we are about to initiate some combat. Let me set the scene for you once more. You are in this destroyed square. There are these crumpled houses you can take cover in. They're about 10 feet from you on either side as you are in the center of the square here. And charging forward at you is this disgusting conglomeration of briar children, but it seems that they are also mixed with these like thick ropey vines. There's like intertwined like plant bits. There's armor, broken weapons, bones, and there is like leaking bloody ichor pouring from this thing's body. This is a truly demonic creation. It is barreling down the street, charging at you full speed. We are going to kick things off into the initiative with Theo.
Real quick.
Of course.
We know it's the Briar Children.
Toluga does.
Toluga does.
I haven't relayed that yet.
Okay,
it's excellent. It's not my turn.
Cool. Theo, you're up first. It is about, we'll say that the creature is 40 feet from you, beginning to charge.
And you said the, like, either house, whatever, is 10?
10 feet from, to your left or right if you wanted to try to run and get a little bit of cover before this thing barrels through the group.
Yeah, I'm going to run 10 feet to the right.
Cool.
And get behind, like, you know, use a wall or whatever as cover.
Perfect, yep.
I'm going to take out, you know, dual wielding pistols here.
Of course. Your hovering shield spins off your arm, and the shield is floating, giving you extra cover, kind of protecting you from behind if anything were to creep up on you.
And I'm going to sharpshooter all my shots.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a nat one.
Ooh. As you go to fire judge's sentence.
It's early in the morning.
It's, yeah, you're still getting the fucking crust out of your eyes. Your gun jams.
I'll do executioner's hand for the next one.
Sure.
That's going to miss with a 9.
Mm-hmm.
21 down to a 15.
No, 16, right?
16.
16 does hit.
Okay. So it'll be 21 damage.
Oh. As this thing is charging, you just fire off a chunk of shoulder as like bits of thorn and weird viscera kind of blow off of this thing's arm. It is still fully barreling down the street. Awesome. Yeah, and you've kind of gotten into a little bit of a cover now. You can actually make a stealth check for me too, real quick, since you did kind of jump into that house to get a little bit of cover.
It's 14.
14. Okay, cool. Sweet. Anything else with your stuff there, my friend?
No.
Okay, cool. Next up initiative is Toluga.
Theo, careful. That's the boys.
What boys?
The only boys we know in these woods.
Yeah, I don't think it's them anymore.
Oh, it's they're in there.
Yeah, they're trying to kill us. So
they look pretty mad, whoever these boys are.
I'm just saying, don't kill it.
I ain't making any promises on that. That thing's trying to kill
us. I'm going to need a promise. A pinky one.
Just the most horrifying sounds imaginable are coming out of this creature as it is charging down the street.
If it knocks any one of us, we're killing it.
We're not killing this one. Or two. Because it's the Briar Children.
Just like a huge creature running. It has like two sets of these weird jaws, so it looks like its mouth is like four rows of teeth, basically. It looks horrifying.
Well, now that we've all agreed to knock it the fuck out,
haven't agreed,
not kill it. I'm gonna just go ahead on in there and do what I do best.
Boy, oh boy,
father,
what?
That's what you do best.
Oh, you know, you're right.
You're going to father them?
There's a lot going on right now. We can't talk about that.
Man's going in there to scold them.
Listen here, you little kid.
So you're going to run 40 feet right at it?
That's the play?
Okay. Love you. Love you. Love your energy.
What do you want me to do from a range, Ryan, as a monk? As the punching guy, should I do?
Go ahead, do you think it's
time? Oh, God,
you're
as
fine.
The man
you're
with
fine.
Fists on my
go
weapon.
Ahead, make your choices.
And I'm going to bonk it on the head, right on the schnoz, and say bad.
Bonk away. As it's charging, it has to kind of come to a skid as you run up on it and jump up and bonk it. Go ahead, make your attack roll.
That's a 13.
13 misses.
I'm going to punch it on its nose.
As you go to bop it, your staff gets kind of stuck in some weird thorny bramble at the top, like the crest of its skull. You pull
16?
It back. 16 hits. You go to punch it in the nose like a weird shark.
For
my nerve bundle.
7 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to bonus action summon my claws.
Okay, sick. You're going to make a save against that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right.
DC 15 wisdom.
Okay, not particularly wise, the Briar Children monstrosity. It's only a 9.
Takes 8 damage.
Okay, respectable.
Psychic damage.
Does not resist psychic.
And that's it.
That is its turn. It is shocked that you would assault it in such a weird way.
You're bad. What would your mother think?
Damn, gonna bring up their mom. Rude.
Look at you, you're disheveled. Get your life together.
So gross.
You're not even speaking common anymore. Shave your beard. You look homeless.
I never described a beard. You absolute maniac. I guess there is kind of spiny, disgusting tendrils coming out of its face. Sure.
When was the last time you bathed? Is that goop dripping down your arms?
Okay, it's going to make 2 slam attacks and a thorny lash attack at you because you're within range of it.
Daddy, did you learn vicious mockery?
I wish. I feel like I should have been a bard.
Oh my god, I am so sorry. Okay, so
what is it, like 3 nat 20s?
It's only 1.
Oh, just 1. I'm warding flaring that.
The first slam attack is a dirty 20. So you're going to warding flare
the nat 20.
The nat 20. Okay. That's an 18 then.
I mean, it still hits.
Okay. Okay. And then the thorny lash misses with a 9. So you're going to take 21 bludgeoning damage as this thing's just smashing you in the middle of the street. It has these giant kind of like spine-covered fists, and like a gorilla, it throws you on the ground and just starts hammering into your body. And then after it does that, it's actually going to save its other little bonus action for now. It's just wailing on you in the street. Glebnor, that is your turn.
I'm going to run up to Daddy.
Okay, yeah.
Son! Don't kill it. Knock it out.
What are you doing, stepbrother?
What? Who? I'm not married.
Yet.
Son, what? Are you telling me lies again?
And now I'm going to use my bonus action to steady my aim.
Okay, so you won't be able to do any more movement for the rest of the turn. I think you used it up anyway, so sure.
Fine.
Yep.
And I'm going to bonk away.
Bonk away, sir. That'll give you advantage on the first attack.
Green Flame Blade.
Okay. I love the anime energy you have now with that stupid spell.
Does a 27 hit?
It does. Did not like how this all stacks.
6, so it's 1 bludgeoning, 5 acid.
Okay.
We're going to green flame blade your ass. 8 fire.
Okay.
Sneak attack.
Sure.
For 12. And then I'm going to launch into my... Oh, wait, I can't. I'm not raging.
Son, you forgot to rage!
I had to use Green Flame Blade! Which I'm assuming the fire damage did something?
Unfortunately, no.
I'm immune to fire.
It's not immune to fire. It just doesn't have any resistances or vulnerabilities
okay,
to it.
Okay, okay.
Let me double check just so we're all in the up and up here. Listen, it's not my fault that the designers of this game don't give every plant monster some kind of vulnerability to fire.
Sometimes they're immune or resistant to fire.
When they're already on fire.
I did not design the Shambling Mound. I have no idea why that creature has its weird vulnerabilities and whatnot. This thing has resistances to cold and poison, and that is it. Anything else, it's completely normal. I'm giving the resistance up front so I cannot be bullied on my own podcast.
So is that 26 damage?
Yeah, that's a lot. It does shriek out as you slice through it with this flaming blade. Doesn't look sight. Reggie is like, fuck that thing! He's going to run into a house on the opposite side of the street where that kind of like Theo ran right, he'll run left. He is going to try to, like, just shoot a firebolt across the way and try to, like, hit this thing with it.
Just knock him out, Reggie. Don't kill him.
We're not killing that thing?
No.
Of all the things we're not killing. Not killing that one.
It's my stepbrother.
Reggie just hits.
Who?
He just hits on a... Or hits on a 16. And he does 16 fire damage. Reggie's rolling pretty high.
Oh, roast his ass.
Oh my god, Reggie, I said don't kill. I said across his nose, not up it.
Goddamn. Okay, that is Theo.
you know you want to fix the gun.
I know he does.
Gonna use my action to do the mending spell. Oh, wait,
okay.
How long does the mending spell take, actually?
Is it one action?
Like, no, but I think it's a 10-minute.
That's a great question. It'll tell you on the spell.
What's it called? It's just I have just the tattoo. I know I have three.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't have like.
That's a great question. I like actually. I don't know if it's just one action. Castanam is 1 minute. So
it's 10 rounds.
That's
what it was. Okay. Then I'm just gonna roll to try and
try to fix the gun. Perfect.
Because I have Tinker's Tools, I add proficient, and I'm proficient.
You can double the proficiency. Yep.
Double. So plus six of this. So. Okay. Yeah, it's fixed. I got a 19 plus six.
Awesome. Yeah. You, at this point, this gun is jammed so many times. You're getting really good at fixing it. You're back around this like destroyed wall and you, with your tinker's tools, very, very quickly are able to repair your gun.
Bonus action. I will executioner's hand with sharpshooter.
Sick. Awesome.
Screw it. I'm going to add a trick shot. I'm going to put a violent shot into it.
Sick.
So it ups the misfire to 3.
Okay,
so if I
sweet.
Get a 3 on this, it misfires. 24 down to a 19.
That'll hit. I forgot how fast you guys do damage now. I'm scared.
So 17... 19 damage.
Awesome. Okay, sweet. Fix your one gun and then just kind of real quick duck around the corner with your other gun and just take a clean shot on this creature. It is like writhing in pain. It's kind of like bits of fire licking off of it, but it is still looks fucking enraged. Taluga, that is your turn.
I'm going to inflict wounds. I'm going to whap its nose.
Okay. Try to just get a little soup action going.
Just keep trying to scold it as I try to soup off some of the corruption.
Okay.
Like, stop it. Bad. I try to rub his nose in it. 23.
23 hits?
In the corruption. See what you did.
18 points.
Okay, yeah. You jam your hand into this corrupted creature. Necrotic energy ripples through its body. It did not like that. It's looking hurt now. I'm so glad that I buffed the hit points on this creature. Anything with your bonus action?
I'm gonna punch its nose again.
Sure.
Yeah, get yourself under control. Nat 20.
Oh my god.
What would Ivy think of the way you're behaving? Get your life together. 8 points.
Okay. Getting down. Okay. That is this thing's turn. You guys ran up on it and started fucking it up way too quick, so it's freaking out a little bit. It is going to... do a cone attack. You two up front. So I need the two of you to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
I'm going to use my luck point for the day.
Sure. Hey, those just refreshed.
I'm gonna save 20. Mine. I'm mm-hmm. gonna eat this.
Okay.
I got a 6.
Okay, that is 35 poison damage.
As maybe it, I do.
You half. You can half because you passed it.
Wait a minute. I'm resistant to poison.
Are you resistant to poison?
You know it, baby.
Fuck me. I thought it was just acid for some reason.
Both.
That's annoying. You'll have it again. So
it's too late to use that luck
point. Yes, it's too late to use the luck point. You don't get to find out the damage first. It opens its mouth and sprays poisonous thorns in this 30-foot cone. Theo, you look over as it. You can see your friends get just shred with these thorns.
I'm unconscious.
Oh my god, already?
Damn! Oh, you hit me no. for 20 and 30. How much health do you think I have?
That's true. I don't know. You guys are level 6 now. I thought
this is... Oh, our hit points suck.
Yeah. it's fine. It is also then going to use dispersal as its bonus action. It separates itself into a group of vines, goes into the ground, and you see these vines sneak away into this like buildings around you.
Theo's in those buildings.
This thing has used its bonus action to basically turn into a pile of gross vines
that, Reggie,
like,
Theo!
That writhe away and seem to disappear. You see them going in different directions all around you, Glebnor, into the like the destroyed buildings in the battlefield right now.
I don't love this.
Glebnor, it is your turn. You can make, I guess, a perception check.
16?
16, I will say you saw that most of the mass is moving toward Theo.
Bye-bye! It's headed right for you!
So we killing this thing?
The vine part?
No, the whole thing.
I'm unconscious, don't worry.
No!
It's up to you to make this. You killed
no,
your
no.
stepbrother.
Daddy said no!
Alright, I won't kill you, fucking stepbrother.
You're so lucky. I'm unconscious.
Glebnor, what would you like to do with your turn?
I'm gonna use my action to dump a greater healing, my only greater healing, on Daddy.
Say, if you want to use mine, it's on my body.
Oh,
if you want to just
grab you can like rifle through his pockets right, and grab
I'm gonna
his
dump
potion.
Daddy's greater healing on
and
him.
If you're using an action, you can use the max amount of dice. So I don't know what greater healing is. I think it's
4d4 plus 4.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
you want me to roll it, or you want him to roll it?
No, if you're using the action, you don't even have to roll it. You can use the max amount of dice.
Oh, so, I get the max.
You get the max. Oh. If you're using a full action, bonus action, you get a roll. Action, I'll let you take all the dice. So 4d4, 4 times 4, 16 plus 6, or
4
plus
4.
So you're back to 20.
20.
Yeah. You look over at Theo, and Glebnor is just glugging a potion into Deluga's mouth.
And then as a bone, I'm going to shape self.
Okay.
But I want to use my masquerade tattoo.
Okay.
And I want to take the visage of Ivy.
Interesting.
So you, hold on. I go unconscious. You heal me and the first thing I see is a gooed up Ivy.
No, I want to look perfectly like her. Masquerade okay. tattoo.
Yeah, you can do a full masquerade, yeah.
Ivy, is that you?
It's me, Daddy.
Shh. Oh, son?
Shh.
Sorry, Ivy. Wink.
Let's make out later.
What?
Wink, wink.
What the hell do you have going on?
Shh. Boys! Boys, come here!
Deception check. With disadvantage, you fucking nutcase. Ivy didn't sound like that. Why do you sound like an old British woman?
Because I can't remember. 8? Roll against it.
All right.
Big money. No whammy.
All right, I will roll.
Boy.
They do have only a +1 to wisdom.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance.
They got a nat 20 for a 21.
I've wasted my turn.
Hey, you got Deluga back up. Holy shit.
Okay. I'm maintaining the visage.
Reggie kind of comes out from behind the building and is like, what are we doing? What's happened? Hello, ma'am.
What did happen?
They went towards Theo. All
right. I guess.
That's such a bad voice.
I'm kind of doing Gertrude.
A little bit. Okay, so I think you can see like, just not really knowing what the hell to do. He looks around and he's like,
okay, ma'am, you and my friends, I think, are in trouble. I am going to cast aid.
You can all get your 5 temporary hit points. And then Reggie's like, I'll be behind this wall, though, because I don't want to deal with that monster. That was so scary. I'll be back here. Good luck, Theo. Theo, that is your turn. I will say, if you'd like, you can, like, ready in action if you want, or you can try to, like, move around and do something. Totally up to you. But these things have gone, basically, they can't be attacked in this mode because they're just a pile of vines, unfortunately. They have to use a bonus action on their turn to, like, reconstitute, basically.
Question here.
Yep, yep.
If they're vines, can't I throw Alchemist Fire on them?
He's got a lot of those.
I would allow that. How about this? Make a perception check to see if you see any of the vines in the building you're in moving.
Okay.
We'll see if you kind of have an idea of where to throw this thing.
Can I?
24.
Never mind.
You look and you can see creeping through the stone wall, some of these vines seem to be moving and almost forming into a small pile in the back of the stonework structure you're in right now.
As my action, since I have 2 attacks, can I huck 2 alchemist fires at it?
Sure.
Just a couple Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Whole place is on fire already. What does it matter?
That's true. There is one burning building in the back of the room. Or the back of the town.
The one I blew up with the exploding
So what
cake.
Would I use to try and hit?
That cake is
dead. How does Alchemist Fire work? I think it's a dex save, right?
Dex.
No, it's...
It would be an attack roll, no?
As an action, you can throw this flask, make a ranged attack.
Okay,
so
cool.
Do I use...
You would use, like, basically add your dex modifier. Like, it, I guess, like, it'd be... What is your, like, longbow that you shoot
10.
For? Yeah, so... fuck you. Yeah, it'll be a +10. Yeah.
All right. So they take a d4 fire on hit, and then they're just on fire. And then on their turns, they do a...
Save?
DC, yeah, 10
to,
dex
to
save.
Extinguish gotcha. The fire.
Perfect. Right,
like, we'll... stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try that. Yeah, so DC 10 on their turn.
I taught my son fire safety.
So 29 on the first one.
Definitely hits.
And then 28 on the second one.
Yeah, you just, as you're backing out of the house, you start hucking alchemist fires in at this like pile of vines that are moving at you. Badass. There's like the sound of glass shattering as the flames light up.
So I'll just roll 2d4.
Yep, go for it.
6 fire damage.
Okay, cool.
Would it have to make 2?
Yeah.
Since it's 2 different things, would it have to make, you know, 2 different little piles of fire that has to extinguish?
No, because when they come back together, they're going to be one creature again.
Oh, okay. On fire.
Yeah, it'd be an on fire vine monstrosity, but...
Cool.
And then are you moving at all?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm running to where Reggie is.
Oh, that's wicked funny. Yeah, you run over to where Reggie's kind of crouched down behind like a broken wall, and he's like, what are you doing in here? No, he's going to find both of us now!
Yeah, well, I couldn't stay over there.
Okay, I get it. Maybe it didn't see you.
I'm very sneaky.
You're so sneaky. You did just huck, you know, fire at it, so maybe...
Yeah, but see, the fire will get in his eyes. Can't see.
Good plan, Theo.
Toluca, that is your turn.
All right, I'm going to go to the... Can I see the parts that are on fire?
If you were to use your full movement, I would say you can basically get to the doorway that Theo just ran out of, and you will see that there is a pile of vines that seem to be smoldering in the back.
Yeah,
of
I'm going to go there, and I was going to say, and I chuck out. No, and I'm going to use my channel divinity.
Okay, cool.
No demons will take over any friend or child of a friend of mine.
Okay.
Be gone, demons!
I really like that you're leaning into the like pastor voice. All right, perfect. I have to make a con save, correct?
DC 15 con, yes.
Okay, so it's another nat 20 for 27. They are unmoved by your...
they'd still take half.
So. Your chance. They smolder slightly more on the ground.
18 half to 9.
Okay, cool.
How far away from me are they?
30 feet.
They are 30 feet away?
Mm-hmm. I think they would probably... Yeah, let me just measure real quick. Yeah, 30 feet. They're in like the back of this kind of crumpled house. You've used your 40 to kind of go back down the street at like an angle to kind of poke into the house. You blast light into the building. It's hard to tell how affected it was because it is just a clump of vines on the ground right now.
I use patient defense.
It's not dumb. Patient defense is an incredible utility. I just know that you don't like doing it because you want to punch things 100 times. For those at home, since patient defense is almost never used by monks for some reason, gives me disadvantage on my attack rolls, correct?
It's dumb, yes.
It's a great defensive tool because I'm going to come womp you if you don't. Okay, perfect. That is the vine's turns. They constitute back into this creature, charge at you at full speed.
Don't they have to make
movement.
A save real quick?
Yeah, they'll make
so,
a...
No, they oh, make the save if they... So he has to use his action to extinguish the flames. If he doesn't, then he'll take another 2d4.
Yeah, he is so not bothered by these flames, this
so
creature.
He'll take another 2d4.
Gotcha. So DC 10 deck save, or just take the 2d4?
No, hurt? So...
If you don't, they, if you don't
if,
do it?
If you don't use your gotcha. Action to extinguish them, it, gotcha. The perfect, flames perfect. Just keep doing damage.
Yeah, he'll eat them.
So it's 4 damage.
He wants to kill Taluga in this moment, unfortunately.
Of course, who doesn't?
I will make 3 attacks, 2 slams, 1 thorny lash. These are all disadvantaged because of your patient defense.
Uh-huh.
I love how annoyed you are that you had to use a defensive tool for
I
one time.
I got 3 key points. It's so annoying. I've used 2 so far. And okay. None of them for punching.
Here's the thing. The slam attack does hit with a dirty 20, but on the other slam attack and the thorny lash, because of the disadvantage, you got 2 nat ones.
I'm going to warding flare the first one.
Okay, go ahead and use your warding flare. I love how annoyed you are that this is working well for you. It's still going to hit. I'm so sorry. It's a dirty 20 again. He rolled the same exact roll. Okay, so you're just going to take 1 slam.
Hate it here.
13 bludgeoning.
Off of 1?
Yeah, it's really hard. This thing powers through, but you blast this warding flame at you, and it does seem to be trying to hold back some of its attacks, but one fist does come through on fire and just hits you right in the fucking face. Yeah, it's not gonna use its dispersal again. It, like, is in this building with you now. Okay, Glebnor, that is your turn.
How far is Daddy?
He had to run 40 feet to the doorway, so 40 feet will get you to the door.
Excellent.
But you won't be able to get to the vine monster. But what I will let you do, because I have described this like battlefield as full of destroyed bits and like of building. You might be able to, if you want to try to shape self, get through one of these holes in the wall that the vines went through. Up to you. You can also, I know you have like a bonus action dash, so you can do that as well if you want to just like fully get over to him. But up to
bonus
you.
Bonus action to rage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to use my action to cast Shield of Faith on Daddy.
Okay. What does your Shield of Faith look like?
Is it just bigger me?
I hold up my arms to Bleebly, who's over there.
Is it just Theo in front of me?
And Theo, I imagine his, it's an exact replica of his animated shield. But like spectral.
Oh, sick. Love it.
Now surrounds Taluga and he gets a +2 to his AC.
Okay. Love it. Look at you guys.
And I can't go into a rage because I'm now concentrating on that.
Okay.
But, you know, Daddy's been taking a whomping.
All right, so you're trying to get over
hates
him.
Hates him. And I'm going to keep looking like Ivy.
Yeah.
And for my bone.
You got to try to deceive it again.
For my bonus, I think I'm going to hide.
Okay. Yeah.
No, wait. No, I'm looking like Ivy. I'm not hiding.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I'm loud and proud out here. being an Ivy.
Are you moving over to Taluga or are you kind of staying in the middle of the square?
I'm going to stay in the middle so I don't lose my concentration on keeping him alive.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Love it.
And then I'm going to. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. So I'm going to call out to the boys one more time. Boys! Boys!
Deception check with disadvantage.
Come on. 15?
I don't like this. I can't believe you got a 15 with this.
I had a 21.
A 21. I saw that and I was like, oh God, geez, get better. Get better.
On a 3? These creatures might not attack you.
Boys!
Oh, cool. They won't attack him. Like they.
You see that the creature like kind of looks up, almost like a dog hearing its name being called.
I'm doing
called.
Professor X thumbs up, hand, fingers on my temples, keeping Taluga protected.
Okay.
Cool. I guess it won't attack
my son, but oh boy.
Reggie is going to
extra AC.
Reggie's going to run out of his hut, like the destroyed building he was at.
Get away from me, Bleebly.
Yeah, I don't want to be over here near you. He runs out like about 15 feet. He's going to fire his little firebolt again, trying to kind of whittle away this thing's health.
Is this monster getting any type of cover from the building it's in?
It doesn't matter to me. I just need to know. Because of the way that he has to kind of go at an angle to even get be able to hit it, and because of that,
like a half,
I would give him a little bit of cover because also Toluga is kind of in front of him in the doorway. Reggie misses trying not to hit Toluga. He's like, ah, shit. Oh, okay. Now I'm just out here. This feels weird. Theo, that is your turn.
None of that matters to me because I have sharpshooter.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know why you asked. You asked, I feel like, almost to bully me.
Yes, I did, honestly. I wanted you to say, don't yes, forget, it has some cover.
I can hit you no matter what.
Yes. Because I want to know if it had full cover from me and I had to move or not.
No, I would say that it has 3/4 cover, but yeah. No. What's up?
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Shield of Faith is a bonus action.
Yep.
So I would still have my action.
What did you use?
You tried to deceive it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
And succeeded.
Trust me, you don't want to come over here. It's going to be bad.
I'm eating a lot of... I'm floor tanking.
All right.
Again.
So I'm going to try and shoot it, but not to kill. More sure. To just put it down.
Okay. Love that.
So I'm going to do...
Body shots only?
Yeah. Like right in the knees.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Love that.
Sure it doesn't.
I'm going to do sharpshooter. Add advantage because I'm going to use a trick shot.
Dope.
12 will miss.
12 will miss, unfortunately.
All right. Going to do the exact same thing again. So I'm out of trick shots. 15, does that miss?
15 just hits.
Okay. 24 on the first hit. I've shot twice with judge sentence, then yep. I'm going to just normal with sharpshooter, normal shot with executioner's hand, which will be 28 down to 23.
Yeah, definitely hits.
18 damage.
Okay. Starting to look very hurt.
Just shooting bits right into its knees.
Okay, so you had to come out of the building you were hiding in to take these shots. You're now kind of like in the back of the square. Kind of Reggie's like, stop standing near me. I'm waiting. What do you think? Marlo here.
Hide me, Reggie.
Do you want to go back in or kind of stay out there with Reggie?
No, I want to stay out because I want to try and draw it to me.
Okay, cool. Toluga, that is your turn. I will let you know. I rolled the recharge back on the spray. So I don't know if that will infiltrate, change any of your decision-making here.
How healthy does he look?
He looks pretty damn hurt.
I'm gonna inflict wounds at level 2.
Okay.
Trying to knock him out or soup him?
Knock him out.
Okay. Just soup away the demonic energy, yeah, and maybe get to the children underneath?
Yeah. I put my hand on him. I'm like, listen here. Bad. I roll up a newspaper and I whack him on him. Bad.
The newspaper is your spellcasting focus.
Yes. Yes, it's just a necrotic newspaper that I want.
You bop them with? Oh, no. What are we looking over there?
Not great. Well,
if you hit, do you think you can take it down?
It's 4d10.
I'm assuming it doesn't have 40 hit points left, but...
Yeah, but it might have more than 4.
It's true.
It has more than 4 and less than 40.
Somewhere in between.
So somewhere in that
ideally,
range.
Ideally, you could take it down.
Ideally, yes. I do have 19 AC. I could be... a little bit more reckless.
I'm going to let you know, after your turn, you're going to have to make a saving throw.
It's going to make a breath thing, yeah.
So that's kind of what's coming your way.
Yeah.
Just to put everything on Front Street, so everything's nice and fair, and also just to kind of give you a heads up on what's about to happen, this thing has 13 hit points left. If you can take it down in this round... you will avoid you, Reggie, and Theo having to make a poison thorn spray attack. But if you don't, all three of you are going to take that. So it's up to you how you want to play this next round. You've missed, it appears, on an inflict wounds. So you still have a bonus action flurry.
Can
you'd like
I
to try.
Circle around its back?
Yeah, without, yeah, totally.
Taking an attack and off?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Now, hold, it is a cone,
it's
right?
A cone. It's a cone.
It's a cone.
It's a cone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You can avoid, I mean, he wants to hit Theo more than anyone because Theo shot him a bunch of times.
I'm like, sorry, man. It's rough out here. And then I'm going to use my last key point to flurry.
Okay.
That's a nat 20 on the first.
Okay. It is opening its
That's
maw.
Nine damage.
Okay. It is down to 4 hit points. And right
before. 16 on the
second. 16 on the second hit hits.
For 6.
Ooh!
Just a little chop in the back of the neck.
I give it a judo chop as I circle around.
This thing was opening its mouth. You see Reggie and Theo are in the path of just another one of these insane.
You see Toluga's head pop up. Judo chop!
And just to let you know what you just avoided, that would have been 10d6 poison damage on a failed saving throw.
Can you roll it? I want to know how much.
Sure.
I would have done.
Yeah. I want to know if I would have been dead or double dead.
Yeah, I got the 6 on the recharge, which like never happens.
Literally.
I just want to know how hard it would hit.
Can't believe you made me warding flare. Not warding flare. If I
patient defense.
Patient defense.
Yeah, God forbid you use a defensive ability one time in this fucking game.
I used warding
flare. I know.
And you still hit me. So why do you think I don't use defensive?
Yeah, you just avoided 32 poison damage.
That would have been real bad.
I think you probably would have still been up, Theo.
Yeah.
But Reggie would have
I didn't
been,
get hit once.
Yeah, that's kind of how a lot of these fights go now. They're just really good at getting in the face of a problem while you fire from a distance.
Oh, I know.
It's
right. Literally the only reason I stay up is because the tank and the pseudo
real
tank.
Yeah. The real tank, Toluga.
You look into this building and you can see that Toluga is just covered in thorns. There's just so many sticking out of his body like a pincushion.
Hey man, you want me to take those out?
Yeah, I gotta do surgery, I guess. I gotta figure out what's going on here. You could pull him out while I'm doing ow.
Yeah. As he's like figuring out whatever, I'm just
ah.
Yeah, and you're kind of all standing now over this giant thorny beast laying on the floor. You can tell at one point this was the Briar Children. What would you guys like to do?
I would like to pour my anointing oil on it.
Okay.
I'm going to hold a gun out in case it comes back and tries to attack us. I'm putting it down, not to kill, but like, you know.
Yeah, just, I'm injured enough.
It pops
channeling
up just,
my religious belief into cleansing this being. Okay. And if it helps, I got to pump a, I guess inflicting wounds would be a good way to melt things away.
It's a good way to melt things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Just maybe too much.
Yeah. I don't really have any. The only other spell that I think would help would be protection from evil and good. But I don't think that would benefit it.
So I will let you make a religion check. You can. Theo's basically giving you advantage as your god. You make a religion check. Go ahead and roll for the anointing oil.
You want to do an unarmed?
No, just kind of roll like what the hit point return would be.
I think it was like normal potion.
It was a lesser rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the healing was
like a
2d4
plus.
Yes, 2d4 plus 4.
4,
yeah,
I think.
That sounds right.
10.
Let these demons be gone.
But what I'm hoping for is to lesser rest.
Sure.
Like it worked on Ivy.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of like so yeah, as you
Nat 20.
Fuck you! Okay, so I literally rolled a like wisdom check to see what the DC would be, and it was a dirty 20. So I was like, oh, they might not be able to save these guys right now. But unfortunately, the power of Bleebly is actually real.
Bleebly, my god, you have blessed me! I kiss him on the forehead.
So you pour this anointing oil on this unconscious creature. You can see immediately that these kind of demonic vines and thorns start to like retract and pull into its body. And then a holy light starts beaming out of Toluca.
Daddy! Go on, demons, get!
Your eyes light up. Rippling waves of this magical energy start coming out of your body. Theo, you kind of feel that you are giving some kind of light into Toluga. You have no idea how the hell this is happening, but you haven't known how the hell any of the shit that is happening every time you perform some kind of weird miracle.
Yep.
And you see that as you all kind of have to shield your eyes for a moment because the light is so bright, as it starts to dim, You can see laying unconscious in a small heap of crumpled thorns and bramble, the children of the Briar.
My boys!
And I will also say what you do see with your base perception is like wrapped on one of their backs, kind of like almost like it's made like a little backpack, is your original pamphlet. So the way that you kind of found these guys was by following the pamphlet.
Guess they had the pamphlet, not I.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
But they are completely unconscious, just kind of in a little puddle there. But the anointing oil gives a little healing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they got 10 hit points, yeah, so if they want to split it 5 and 5.
Boys!
My boys!
Son, you get stop it.
Yeah, I want them to see a familiar face.
Son, stop it!
We know it's you, Glenmore.
Hey, guys. Stepbrothers.
What?
Huh?
Son.
Sorry.
Ooga. You're acting like a freak.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Boys, you okay?
Barsh stuck me. That's so weird.
I hopefully fix that through the power of Bleebly.
Do you have taco?
Yes. For you, I have taco. Only the finest. That's an 18 and a 9.
Okay, so one of them grabs like a nice chicken taco out of your hand. And as the other one bites into his...
There are more staples than I remember.
Hold on, let me go for one more.
He spits this out.
All right, you're going to want to stick with that when I pull out just like a trash bag. Yeah, you're going to just stick with that one.
He just kind of picks some staples out.
Sorry, there's a new chef that's working his way up and he likes staples.
We have to save Mama.
Where is she?
He points down the mountain at Tidical.
She's in the ass?
What?
She's in my ass!
What?
That is where I used to live, in the ass of that Titan.
She's in the heart.
There's no heart. There's an ass, though.
No, he means they're in the heart of the city.
Oh! Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, isn't the heart of the city the ass, really?
If you ask me.
Well, see, for you, that's that's the heart of the city for you. But true. The actual heart of the city means, like, the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Reggie's like...
Never really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Reggie's just like, you know these little guys?
Yeah. They're Ivy's children.
Oh, wait. Reggie would have met them, right?
Briefly.
No.
Yeah, briefly on, like, the return trip.
Because Ivy figured out he was a dredge forward.
Oh, I remember these little freaky dudes.
We're not freaky, fuck you.
Hey, language.
Sorry.
You guys good?
Barstuck sucks.
Yeah. Why don't you stick with us?
Definitely.
Well, we're going to have to go there, though. You going to be okay? You don't think he's going to...
Are you susceptible?
Is he going to influence you and corrupt you?
All plant life kind of is, it seems.
Does he have to have, like, direct contact with you to do what he did?
He grabbed us and pushed us together.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they probably shouldn't go.
Should we send them back to...
Well, I feel like they'd be safer with us than...
We can lead you there.
I feel like they're safer with us than they are just out there alone.
Should we send them back to Brandini?
No, because Brandini ain't cool yet with this, because they're on the defensive.
That's true.
I think just keeping them with us, so at least we know where they are and what's happening.
The problem with that is now we have to keep... If we do that, we have to worry about their safety if we get into another fight.
And that, well, they're sneaky.
They are sneaky.
They did the whole vine thing through the building.
We can stay out of harm's way. Don't worry about us.
We don't know if that was them or the demon magic.
Was that you guys or the demon?
One walks over and just kind of starts pushing the other one through a hole in the wall.
Okay, that was the demon. All right, guys.
What if we keep them when we go into... They can lead us to where they came from in near Tidigal. We'll keep them with Fenric's mount on the outside of the city.
Fenric Jr.?
His name is Poppy. How could you forget, son? I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, see, Poppy just kind of wanders from behind a building. Just like,
Poppy, you okay? Come here. And I like do the whole animal introduction of the Briar's children to
kind of wave at it.
So you can use just when we get there, you kind of get out of harm's way with Poppy.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I guess you'll know if we succeed.
If we don't succeed,
you'll also know.
Take Poppy and get the hell out of here.
And go to Brandini and tell him what happened.
Okay.
You might want to write a note.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pin it to their coat.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
I'll just preemptively write a note from Toluga. If you're reading this, we have died to the Barstuck demon. He is in the heart of Tidigal, which is not the ass, weirdly enough. He is very strong to have killed us all, and my god, Bleebly, who will always live on in the belief of my people. Anyways.
Good note. Please take care of these
Briar
children orphans.
Briar children orphans, question mark.
Give a good home to Poppy.
Give a good home to Poppy.
The note's getting kind of long.
Shut up, Reggie.
Sorry, just saying.
Are you writing the letter?
No.
Dad.
What, son?
Make sure you say hi to Joe Lieb.
Son, we don't have time on this letter. Anyway.
That's the cutoff?
Who's doing the edits on this?
Anyways, so the Barstuck demon bad. We have died. We have sent the Barstuck children and Poppy, who is the mount they are riding, to Brandini for safety, and hopefully you can regroup and nuke the hell out of our ass. Period.
Man, the
P.S. The ass is the Titan in Tidigal, which is dead, that I live in, which is the house which was made in the ass, not my literal ass.
Well, yeah, period. That's not confusing at all.
Love, Toluga. And I fold it up.
P.P.S. Hajolib.
No, son, what is going on with you?
That's where we're drawing the line.
You got a thing for Jolene?
We're trying to make friends.
We're killing a demon for them. I think we're going to be friends soon enough.
Can you all make a perception check for me?
The whole time the Barstuck demon was listening to this.
20.
15.
13. I'm going to leave it at 13.
Okay.
I'm writing the letter.
Glebnor, as everyone is kind of standing around, a blast of eldritch energy hits you at your feet. You look up and you can see that there are, it looks like from the tree line, a little bit further south of where the village was, this is where this blast of energy came.
It's coming from the south.
What is?
I'm going to wipe my pseudopod into the energy and taste it. Eldritch. Energy.
I don't know what that means.
Stand down!
You hear a voice coming from inside the woods.
Who?
If you don't want to get Bleebly blasted, you'll stand down.
You just blasted at Bleebly's champion.
What?
I'm the champion of Bleebly.
I am the goddamn plope of Bleeblyism, and you will not disrespect us as such in front of your god.
I'm Bleebly.
Hold on, boys. I think we maybe drop the gun.
You see emerging from the forest three bullywugs. They are holding their fingers out like little finger guns. And you can see that there's a little bit of steam coming off the finger of one of these bullywugs where he clearly just fired an eldritch blast. They are, all three of them are wearing these little wigs made of hay that they have tied back into little ponytails.
They read the pamphlets.
They are all kind of in rags. Like,
oh, we're sorry, Bleebly. We almost blasted you.
Yeah, don't let that happen again.
Or he'll blast you.
Oh, this is perfect.
Take out both guns.
It's one of the real guns. Boys, let's take a look.
You see, these three bullywugs are about 2 feet tall. They kind of waddle out of the forest and come. They get way too close to you right away.
Can we have a look? Can we see?
They kind of start grabbing at you.
Just down. Hey.
We can't believe we're meeting you in the flesh. We're the Bleebly Bandits.
Bandits?
Bandits?
We're your warlocks. Can we get any spell slots?
You see another one's like, I'd love a spell slot if you can spare one.
How many spells have you done today?
We've just been Eldritch Blasting. We don't have any spell. We need some juice.
Go over there.
Bandits?
Well, it's kind of an alliteration. We haven't really stolen from anyone yet. We've been trying to protect the forest, but there's so many creepy vines about.
Toluga, can you set down your holy symbol? Let them just kind of
kneel. Hold on. Guys, over here. Get over here!
Okay, what a great day! This is going well.
Over here.
We're coming.
I'm assuming I still have the giant claws, and I grab them and I sit them down. Sit down.
We're being grappled by the plope.
I guess I'll just have a ceremony.
Yes.
I'm just like our first religion.
Oh, everyone, sit down. This is exciting.
You see three bullywugs are just sitting in the mud, staring up at Toluga.
And I guess I'll regale the
the righteous things to do in Bleebly. And...
yeah, performance check with advantage.
I can't believe it's the real Bleebly. His ponytail's so tight.
Do I want to luck point this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to luck point it.
That's better.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 19.
You regale them with new tales of Bleebly that weren't available in the original pamphlets they got.
Did he bring the wit to the Underdark as well?
No, but he brought peace to the Underdark.
And even better than wit.
And not dorkification music.
Oh.
They all just nod.
We're so excited to meet you. We've been spending as much time as we can trying to catch up. We went to the Brindini Highlands, but it was pretty sketchy there with all the different creatures, so we came back round.
Creatures?
You mean...
Big freaky dogs. Dugs.
Oh, the gnolls?
The gnolls.
Oh, gnolls.
Yeah, yeah.
We thought there was some kind of deranged dinger, but it seems makes more sense.
Yeah, no,
they're still there?
They're having demon problems up there, too.
Freaky. Didn't like it. We came back to the woods and talked to the Begunek.
Is Big T okay?
He's here with us now.
Go ahead, make a perception check.
21.
11.
6. I'm just looking at all the trees. Big T, where are you?
I'm just
wide as fuck.
You look up and you can hear the crushing of like wood and splintered tree.
Big T!
Get back here. Where are the warlocks? It's you guys!
Big T!
No way!
Oh my god!
Bring it in!
Wrapping him up like a blanket.
You guys see that your baggy neck friend, this giant tree creature, this fey tree monster, he comes out of the thing. He is covered in pamphlets that it seems that he has been giving out to more bullywugs in the swamp.
Oh my god! Big T, you're amazing.
You can see all the bullywugs like, yes, yes! They all start cheering as he comes into the town.
Oh, I can't believe you are here. You came and returned to save us.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
They've taken Ivy.
I saw that.
We seen't. We got our kids.
Safe and purified.
Yes.
I just looked at the demons and I said, go on, get. And they went on and got.
This is amazing. The Wetbringer has returned, Bullywugs.
We can't believe it. Hooray.
Yeah, that's Bleebly. Slayer of the dry, bringer of the wet.
They start firing Eldritch Blasts into the air out of their little finger guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like shooting them off.
All right, Big T. Can you douse us all in your anointing oil?
Anointing oil for everyone!
I bless us all in the name of Bleebly!
We'll catch you all next time as Big T is spraying weird oil over the entire group. There are these strange little frogmen with little wigs dancing and firing off Eldritch Blasts into the night. Thank you all for joining us once again. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.